This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Senate Republican leaders apparently don't have the votes to block witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
According to an inside source, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's told senators privately there are not enough votes to block new witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. The Republicans have a 53-seat majority, so just a few defections would mean witnesses would be called, something Majority Leader McConnell was trying to avoid earlier this month.
Democrats' case cannot simultaneously be so robust that it was enough to impeach in the first place, but also so weak that the Senate needs to go fishing.
But news of a manuscript from former National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday had some GOP members like Mitt Romney in favor of new testimony.
It's important to be able to hear from John Bolton for us to be able to make an impartial judgment.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. health officials are expanding their checks of international travelers for signs of the new virus from China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
So far, he says, there are 5 confirmed cases of the new virus in the U.S.
Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus. But I want to emphasize, that does not prevent us from preparing and responding.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more what they call quarantine stations around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at our website. That's voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled his peace plan for the Middle East on Tuesday, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing at his side.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
Notably absent was the representative of the Palestinians who rejected the plan before even getting a glimpse of it and who were not included in talks about the plan. Palestinians National Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called President Trump's Middle East peace deal, in his words, a conspiracy that will not pass. Trump said acceptance of the plan would lead to $50 billion of outside investment, 1 million jobs created for Palestinians over a decade, and a doubling or tripling of Palestinians' gross domestic product. Boris Johnson's government has decided to give Huawei limited access to build parts of its new high-speed mobile network, and a setback for the U.S., which has been pushing allies to ban the Chinese company. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain says it's excluding high-risk companies from supplying the sensitive core parts of the new fifth-generation or 5G networks, but it will allow high-risk suppliers to provide up to 35% of the less risky radio access network. High-risk vendors are those who pose greater security and resilience risks to Britain's telecoms markets, a clear reference to Huawei. Washington is concerned about the company as it believes China could, under a 2017 law, compel Huawei to carry out cyber espionage. Huawei, though, denies that would be possible. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents attacked a police post in the northern part of the country, killing at least 13 policemen, including the post commander, Tuesday. A local official told VOA that insurgents raided the police post with the help of a suspected Taliban infiltrator. A provincial police spokesman confirmed to VOA both sides suffered heavy casualties in ensuing clashes, but he did not provide any number of police losses. And some tense moments for people in the Caribbean Tuesday when a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck the Caribbean Sea between Jamaica and eastern Cuba, briefly triggering a tsunami warning. There wasn't any reports of serious damage or casualties. Tuesday's earthquake came after a series of strong quakes and aftershocks shook Puerto Rico over the last 3 weeks, leaving thousands homeless there. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.